I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape, and here are some of the stories that our newsroom is following today. Mayor Francis Slay is expected to meet with City Alderman Antonio French today. French has threatened to filibuster any legislation related to funding a new professional football stadium until the city has a crime plan in place aimed at reducing violence. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has released its environmental impact statements for each of the possible relocation sites for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. The city of St. Louis is competing against three other proposed locations, two in St. Louis County and one near Scott Air Force Base in the Metro East. And Attorney General Chris Koster has announced that Missouri will join the lawsuit against new EPA carbon emission regulations. More than 20 other states have sued, saying the federal agency has exceeded its authority and the new regulations would damage economic strength. Join St. Louis Public Radio this afternoon for local and regional news and throughout the day on our website at stlpublicradio.org. Well, New York-based Maxine Linehan is in town as part of the St. Louis Cabaret Festival, performing tonight and tomorrow night at the Gaslight Theater in the Central West End. Welcome to Cityscape, Maxine.
Delighted to be here.
Nice to meet you. Also joining us is Jim Dolan of the Presenters Dolan, who puts the conference together every year. Hi, Jim.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
Maxine, you're calling this performance An Irish Singer, A Journey to America, An Immigrant's Story. It's your story.
It is my story, but I think the story is very universal. It's my story. I came here 15 years ago from Ireland, but what I find quite remarkable every time we perform this show is how people connect with my story because it's their story, or their parents or their grandparents. America is a country built on immigration, built on immigrants. So it's a universal theme, although it is my personal story.
Mm-hmm. And Jim, tell me a little bit about your feelings about Maxine's work.
I heard Maxine last year work in New York and was extremely impressed and wanted to bring her here. Her story is a universal story. Her story of Ireland and Irish immigration here and is a story of everyone.
Right. I think we can all relate to that. Well, Maxine, let's hear something from your album, called Beautiful Songs. And you talk about Irish music, and Danny Boy certainly is iconic, I guess.
It is an iconic song. And what's interesting about this song, you know, growing up in Ireland, even as a singer, I refused to sing that song. I didn't sing it for very many years because I thought it was a song that was oversung and a little cliche. And it wasn't until I actually sat down and read the lyrics and started to really think about what this song means. And it's very true to my story. It's very similar to what I do. I go home very often. And one of the first things I do is I visit my father's grave. And when I connected to the lyrics the way I feel them personally today, I realized this was a song that I absolutely had to sing and record.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down to the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. Tis you must go and I must buy. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. For I'll be here
And that's Maxine Linehan, who's part of the Gaslight Cabaret Festival this year. Beautiful, Maxine.
Thank you.
And Jim, I called it a conference earlier. Do you have a conference too, or did I just make that up?
No, we don't have a conference.
Okay, this is just, I made it up.
22 shows.
Okay, thanks for being clear on that. Okay. Maxine, you were born and you grew up in Ireland. I think you began professionally singing when you were something like 17. How did it all begin for you?
I was one of those kids that, you know, I was in, we have a saying in Ireland about being, if a kid is doing a lot of extracurricular things, that they're in everything but the crib, meaning that the only thing I couldn't be in was the crib at Christmas. Yeah. I did everything. I loved to sing, and I was an Irish dancer and a ballet dancer, and there is a company in Ireland called the Irish Operatic Repertory Company, and I was 17, and they were doing open auditions for The Sound of Music. And my favorite show, my favorite movie, Julie Andrews being one of my idols, and I auditioned for it, and I got it. And that was the first step on the road to a career in the theater. But I did take a very long hiatus. I didn't study the arts. I went to London and studied law, which was what actually brought me to New York.
I think you're a certified barrister now.
That is
correct.
Yes, I was trained and qualified as a barrister, and that's how I got to America. I got to America on that career and got my green card through.
So, Jim, does that mean she read your contract very thoroughly?
I think she did.
Where in Ireland did you grow up, Maxine?
I grew up in County Cork.
Is that rural?
It's Cork City is the third largest city in Ireland. I was actually born in the north of Ireland, in Newry, in County Down. And we moved to Cork, where my father is from, when I was 8 years old. So I spent most of my childhood there. I grew up in a very small town outside of the city, a town called Crosshaven.
Mm-hmm. So this performance that you're doing here in town is about you coming to America, an immigrant story, your story. Why did you come here originally?
Ever since I was a very young girl, I wanted to live in America. It had an appeal to me, this land of opportunity. We lived on the southwest coast of Ireland, and my dad used to say to me, if you swam all the way to the other side of the ocean, you'd get to America. Yeah. It has always been a dream of mine. I used to come out when I was in college. I used to get a J-1 student visa every summer and worked on the Cape, in Cape Cod. I fell in love with New York when I visited it for the first time, and spent most of my life up until then finding a way to get there.
I like the point Maxine makes, Jim, about an immigrant story is all of our stories.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was born here, but my great-grandfather came to St. Louis in the 1850s or 60s as a teenage German immigrant.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And just about everyone has a story like that, don't they?
Absolutely. My closest immigrant relative is English, actually. My grandfather was an immigrant from England, and the rest of my ancestors were Irish.
Well, Maxine, was America everything that you'd hoped it would be?
It sure is. I was sworn in as an American citizen last year, and my husband is an American. My two children are Americans. This is where I have planted my roots and plan to stay.
Did you meet your husband here?
I did, in New York. My husband's a New Yorker.
You talked about some stage work you'd done. You've been a straight actress too. I mean, in non-singing roles.
Yes, I have done both. I was in a very highly acclaimed production off Broadway a couple of years ago called Bronte, which was the life of the Brontes, famous English authors. I played Charlotte Bronte, who was the sole survivor of that family, and got to tell the life of the Brontes, which was very exciting.
Is that different for you, having a project where you don't sing?
It is. It is. It's very different. As a singer, you have an instrument that you have to be very careful about taking care of it. I find that to be, it's a little more stressful to be in a singing role, for me anyway, than it is to be in a dramatic role.
And lines are harder to memorize when they're not set to music, aren't they?
Perhaps. Well, this Bronte piece was a solo play.
Oh,
so yeah. I was on stage on my own for 2 hours with no help from other actors. So as far as memorization is concerned, that was the ultimate challenge.
Well, let's get back to your music. You have another album, An American Journey, and this is a piece called Anthem. What would you like to tell us about that?
This is a live album. So this is the show that I'm performing here in St. Louis. And this album was recorded at a live performance in New York. Anthem is a very famous musical theater song from the musical Chess. Interestingly, it's a song that's not often sung by women. It's written mm-hmm. for a man. Mm-hmm. But the theme of the song just really struck a chord for me because... the idea of being an immigrant, for me, I will always be an Irish woman, although I am an American citizen and this is my home now. I feel that that's true for any immigrant. And Irish Americans, I feel that too. And a lot of immigrants in America, they still have a very strong connection to their heritage, their culture. And that's what this song is about.
And the Gaslight Cabaret Festival presents Maxine Linehan in An Irish Singer, A Journey to America, An Immigrant Story. Performances tonight and tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at the Gaslight Theater on Boyle in the Central West End. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. And I should mention that the concerts will open both nights with a performance by a troupe of Irish dancers from the Clarkson School of Irish Dance. And Jim, just briefly, what's ahead in the season?
Well, cabaret's a big tent at the Gaslight Cabaret Festival. We have rock cabarets coming up with Storm Large. We have a folk cabaret from Susan Werner, who's the composer of the Broadway-bound Bull Durham, the movie Bull Durham, an NPR favorite, Prairie Home Companion favorite, Kat Edmondson, and many of our top local singers as well.
There's also, I guess it's an optional three-course Irish dinner.
Absolutely,
that you're going to do
tonight.
Before Maxine's.
Yes, yeah. Irish stew, salmon, and a Bailey's ice cream dessert.
All right, Maxine, I'm assuming you're an expert here. What is the secret to a good Irish stew?
Ooh, my mother's recipe has 100 ingredients in it, so I think it has to be something that's passed on.
Is that your way of not answering?
Made with love. Well, I can't give up my stew recipe. But
I understand this is your first time in St. Louis.
It is.
Now, you're not a Chicago fan, are you?
I am not. I am a Red Sox fan. So we're out, so I'll root for the Cardinals.
All right, Jim, is you going to play tour guide for Maxine? Or?
Absolutely. We're taking her all over.
Great. That's Jim Dolan from the Presenters of Dolan, and we've also been talking to Maxine Linehan, who's performing tonight and tomorrow night at the Gaslight Theater. Jim, thank you for bringing her in, and Maxine, a pleasure meeting you, and welcome to St. Louis.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Coming up next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk about a performance to benefit the Black Rebs Educational Initiative. And in the next installment of Sound Bites, produced with Sauce Magazine, we'll take a look at karaoke bars in St. Louis. You don't do that, do you?
Oh, I do.
Okay. Yeah. Join Don Marsh for St. Louis on the Air when he'll talk about current issues pertaining to the law with a panel of legal experts. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with assistance from Aaron Dorr and Anya O'Connor. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, and join us next week.